It was a murder trial that divided a nation, and so was the verdict.
We, the jury, find the defendant, Kyle H. Rittenhouse, not guilty.
It was the same on all five charges, from reckless endangerment to first-degree murder.
Not guilty, not guilty, not guilty, not guilty.
Outside the courthouse, for some, there was another verdict.
This was not self-defense. This was not the appropriate use of deadly force. It was wrong.
It happened on a hot August night last year during a clash of protesters and counter-protesters, the violent response to the police shooting of a black man, Jacob Blake. Some on both sides were armed. The facts were undisputed. Kyle Rittenhouse, armed with an assault rifle, fatally shot two protesters and wounded a third. In tearful testimony, the 18-year-old called it self-defense.
I did what I had to do to stop the person who was attacking me.
The jury spent 4 days deliberating, then agreed.
Members of the jury, are these your unanimous verdicts? Is there anyone who does not agree with the verdicts as read? Would you wish the jury polled? Okay.
With that, it ended more than a year later on a cold November afternoon, to the satisfaction of gun rights advocates.
It validates that we have a Second Amendment right to defend ourselves and protect ourselves.
The case has been a national Rorschach test. The verdict, no less so. Gun rights advocates see vindication. Black Lives Matter members see unequal justice for black and white Americans.
The politically and racially charged trial was watched across the U.S. The verdict supported at the highest level.
I stand by what the jury has concluded. The jury system works, and we have to abide by it.
For Jacob Blake's uncle, the verdict marks one more case of systematic racial injustice.
That's ridiculous. Self-defense is somebody enters your house and they're doing you wrong. He was out on the street, he was a provocateur, and he had these people come to him. Check the videos, they don't lie.
In the streets of Kenosha, residents brace themselves, hoping the violent clashes of 2020 aren't repeated in 2021. John Hendren, Al Jazeera, Kenosha, Wisconsin.